This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We welcome your calls, comments, success stories. If you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010. And, of course, if you have questions about our longevity products or our True Skin Health products, longevity products can be had at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, the longevity products, and a join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business, or even if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information, 866-735-2470. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, pharmacy, potency without a prescription, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing, and you get the benefits for beauty and moisturization and skin softening, because at the end of the day, healthy skin is beautiful skin. Every molecule counts, 100% active and functional ingredients only, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay. Welcome back to The Bright Side. We've been talking about one of my all-time favorite subjects, memes, belief systems, how we make decisions. I've been fascinated with how the mind works myself, personally, in my own life, since I was a kid. I started reading psychology books when I was very young, and then I got into self-help. And when I discovered self-help stuff back in the 1980s with Anthony Robbins, oh my God, that just rocked my world. That you could put a tape in, back then cassette tapes, of course. You could put a cassette tape in your car, or you could put your cassette tape in your boombox and up your game. That was radical. That was revolutionary when I first discovered it, and it completely changed my life. How the mind works, our psychology. I know, you know, I call this program The Bright Side, and I've been talking about nutrition now for years, but you know what? We got to face facts here. The world is mental primarily. Actually, it's spiritual primarily, and then mental and then emotional. And then things show up physically, and you can do a lot physically, that's for sure. Exercise, breathing, fourfold square of health, absolutely. But health is multidimensional, and we got to recognize that our decision-making is lousy. We got lousy decision-making skills. This is where the whole idea of memes comes from. It's based on our lousy information skills. And it's not really that they're lousy. It's because the brain, our brain, has evolved with certain realities. Our brain is on the African savanna 200,000 years ago. Or 250,000 or even a million years ago. The brain evolved under certain circumstances. It was scarcity. The brain evolved to be economical. And so it's always going to make decisions via shortcuts, via habits, via conditioning. It takes work to make a decision and not use conditioning or stereotypes or habits. And this is a little brain bug that we have. And this is where institutions come from, and corporations come from, and politicians come from, and advertising comes from, and all of the things that are in our culture that don't serve human beings, that don't serve individuals, that serve themselves, that are self-serving. But they need the individuals to live. They need our lifeblood, or our money, or our energy somehow. And they learned how to manipulate this little brain bug. They're experts. They're meme masters. They inject viruses into the culture. We call them copywriters, advertisers, public relations, spin room. After they do the debates, they always have a spin room. Or after there's some kind of political event, there's going to be a spin room. They literally call it a spin room, where they spin the facts so that it looks good to you. And these meme masters create the memescape. Like a landscape, except it's a memescape. It's all our collective beliefs, all the things we know that are true. Dogmas, religions love these things. Corporations love these things. By the way, Donald Trump is one of the best ever meme masters ever. This is why he's such a great politician, Donald Trump. I'm not saying I'm a fan of Donald Trump at all. But as far as crafting memes, build the wall, lock her up, no obstruction, no collusion, make America great again. These are Hall of Fame memes. Even the Supreme Court has ruled that corporations can operate like people. So not only now do you have corporations that are constructing memes, but they're actually allowed to function like with the same rights as a person. There's this thing called Citizens United. Citizens United is a court case, Citizens United against the Federal Election Commission. Citizens United memorialized corporations as people in the political world, said the corporations get to donate and get to have the same kind of rights that people have. Problem with corporations is they don't die, and they don't have emotions, they don't have children, and they don't have to care like human beings care, but they're still, based on the Supreme Court, treated like people. And if you're starting to, if this is interesting to you, this idea of how memes make our world and how they're injected into the culture intentionally, not for us, but for powerful interests, if you're starting to wake up to this idea of mimetic manipulation, yes, that's a thing, mimetic manipulation, you're starting to distinguish it when you watch commercials or when you hear politicians make slogans, one of the hardest things you're going to have to do is you're going to have to resist the temptation to go crazy trying to wake everybody up, the people you care about especially. There's plenty of people who want to be woken up. They say woke these days. There's plenty of people who want to be woken up. Pay attention to those people. If your husband or your wife or your parent or your child wants to believe the nonsense and the stupidity that comes right out of the mouths of the representatives of the pharmacomedical model, they want to take the drugs because they think they'll get better. They want to have their gallbladder taken out because they think they'll get better. And this has nothing to do with intelligence, by the way. I know a lot of intelligent people that operate with that have drank in the Kool-Aid on the pharmacomedical model. And one of your loved ones wants to take the drugs, that's their business. And everyone gets the right to live their lives as they see fit, no matter how much it may cause us to suffer as the loved one. And you know what? When people are in the memescape and they're living their lives with memes, they're kind of like zombies. They're sort of asleep. And people who are sleeping and dreaming don't necessarily want to get woken up out of a dream. I was talking to my friend Janine this morning. And she said to me, she wrote me a note about her dad on medicine. I hear this all the time. My dad's on medicine. My kids are on medicine. My wife is on medicine. My husband's on medicine. What do I do? We just let them be. They don't want to hear about it. They're asleep in the dream. They don't want to be woken up. The dream is the doctor's going to fix me. The medicine's good for me. That's their dream. That's fine. You can't wake up people. You don't want to wake up people who don't want to be woken up. And you just got to pick your places, because there are some. There's definitely people who want to be woken up. In the world of medicine, memes are often constructed. They're often disguised, I should say, as science. Memes are often disguised as science. The cholesterol meme, we talked about that yesterday. And by the way, the handmaiden of this, of the construction of memes as science, or the disguising of memes as science, is studies. Without studies, you couldn't do it. That's my problem with these epidemiological studies that reinforce memes. They're not scientific. They reinforce heuristics and beliefs, like cholesterol causes heart disease. Why? Because we studied 100,000 people and we found if they ate eggs, they had 10% higher risk of heart attack. That's not biochemistry. That's not even science. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got lines open for you if you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today. How have memes affected you? Have you noticed memes? Since we've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, maybe, I don't know, maybe about a month or so, we've been talking about memes. Have you noticed memes in your life? Have you noticed where you're operating by conditioning and reflex and not even thinking and how it's costing you? If you're on a prescription drug, if you're out there listening and you're on a prescription drug, are you taking that because of a meme, because of a belief, or have you examined, have you become a critical thinker, have you looked at what exactly is going on when you take that drug in terms of your body, what that drug is doing to your body? You know, you maybe decide you still want to take the drug. If you decide to take a prescription drug or have a surgery done based on data, based on real information, based on experience, that's different. Maybe you decide you want to take the drug. But the idea is we want to be critical thinkers. We want to be thinking. We want to pay attention. Pay is a key word there. Pay is like, pay means like your attention is like money. That's the best resource there is. Advertisers spend a lot of money getting us to pay attention. Pay attention to what we're doing. Be a critical thinker. Do some research. Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir to a large extent on this radio program, but that's what we want to do as a culture. We want to start asking questions. If you decide, if you drive by McDonald's and you're not hungry and you decide you want to go through the drive-thru, what's going on there? It happens all the time. If you're not hungry, but you're at the newsstand and there's a Snickers bar calling you, you know, what's going on? In the world of research, they use epidemiology. They use studies. I am very suspicious of studies. I pay hardly any attention to these studies. I want to know biochemistry. That's what I'm asking. I want to know the mechanism. It's meme versus mechanism. Meme means a belief, a dogma. Mechanism is how something works. Biochemistry is about mechanisms. There ain't no memes in biochemistry. Okay? There's memes as you get higher on the, as you get less scientific, sociology, psychology, you start to get into where it's more theory-based and concept-based. That's where you really get into memes. And that's where we run into trouble. Biochemistry, physics, there's no memes there. Physics might be a little bit different because it's so hard to picture. We got to use images. But biochemistry, we could see what's happening. Biochemistry is observable. Biochemistry is factual. The meme says cholesterol causes heart disease, and the meme says you want to avoid cholesterol, and the meme says you want to take statin drugs so you don't make cholesterol. Science says cholesterol is an anabolic hormone. Not exactly a hormone, but it gets tweaked into hormones. All the hormones of anabolism, of building. Cholesterol is a stress management substance. Cholesterol is important for cell chemistry. Cholesterol is important for the conduction of energy and the activity of hormones at the level of the membrane. Without cholesterol, nothing works. And to the extent that you poison the cholesterol system, things will work less and less. That's a fact. That's science. Whether eating eggs will increase heart disease by 10% or eating eggs is bad for you, you should only eat egg whites, that's statistics, that's algorithms, and that's memes. That's not science. And don't try to argue with somebody about eggs and cholesterol if they're into it. A doctor especially. The smarter you are sometimes, if you're immersed in the memescape, you will find, because human beings like to rationalize, you'll find reasons why it's so. And people who are researchers in the cholesterol business, doctors mostly, and drug company people, they will insist, study after study shows that you increase heart attacks by 10%, by 20%, by 30%, blah, 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 not 30, but 10%, 15%, if your cholesterol is higher. Those are studies. Those are statistics. Human beings are not statistics. Don't cast your pearls before swine. Can't teach a pig to sing, Robert Heinlein. You can't teach a pig to sing. It's not going to work. You're just going to piss off the pig. But the body is built to recover. That's science. That's not a meme. Cut yourself and watch it heal. How does yesterday's lunch become today's arm? Literally, how does the hamburger you had for lunch yesterday become your arm today, or your fingers today, or your nose today? That's all the body transmuting things. That's all the body changing things for its own benefit. That's the body turning the amino acids and the fats and the vitamins, etc., into the body. Happens all the time. You cut yourself, you don't think about it. The collagen comes to the rescue, and skin cells and chemistry is initiated. And the most incredible chemistry is initiated when you cut yourself. It's like a 32-step process. I don't know how many steps it is, but it's a lot of steps. And the reason there's so many steps in the clotting process is because clotting and blood flow is the single most important thing the body does. That's why all disease is cell disease, and all disease is preceded by dirty blood. The body can do it. The body's got an intelligence that will allow it to create a biochemical pathway that takes 30 steps, all of which at each step, a decision is made whether it wants to continue. I mean, there's an intelligence built into the very cells that we have. We don't need to do anything. Work with food, work with nutrition, work with air. That's basically it. We do need to do those things. We do need to eat. They're essential nutrients. We need to be driving electrons into the body. That's what food is, by the way. Food is electrons. Vitamins are carriers of electrons. Minerals, micronutrients carry electrons. Foods, food is electrons. So you need to be providing electrical energy in the form of electrons. That's food, nutrition. You got to breathe. That also is involved. It's all electrons, by the way. Oxygen works electronically. The digestive system is what converts the food into electrons. So you got to make sure you're working on the digestive system. I talk about the digestive system with every single person I talk to, and it's not because I'm Mr. Food Guy. I'm talking about science. If the digestive system breaks down, you will be starving. If the digestive system breaks down, you will have toxicity in the body and you'll be starving. That's not a good combination. If you have a problem with the digestive system and you've got toxicity in the blood and you're starving, you can rest assured you're going to have health challenges, including skin problems. And I'm telling you, this is somebody who's been in the skin business. I talked to some girl a couple days ago, and she did not want to hear it. Oh, my God. She wrote me a nasty letter. She wrote nasty letters to people about how irresponsible I am, how dare I say it was her digestion, because she's tried everything. She was so mad at me. Holy moly. Move the body. Movement creates an electrical charge. Movement carries nutrients to the cells. Movement detoxifies, and there's a link between respiration and movement. And when you respire, when you breathe, focus on the diaphragm. The diaphragm is the key structure in the breathing process, and unfortunately, it's hardly ever accessed for most people, including me. I have to remember multiple times a day to breathe from my diaphragm. It's hard to do when you talk. I find myself when I'm talking, I'm breathing high. Singers know they got to breathe from the diaphragm. The diaphragm, that muscle that kind of separates your top half from your bottom half, you can feel it as you're breathing in, and it goes down, and when you breathe out, it comes back up again. It's generating an electrical charge, and it's pumping blood. It's like a heart. It helps move the lymphatic system and the circulatory system in the lower part of the body, and it electrifies the lower part of the body. And oh, well, guess what? The more diaphragmatic breathing you do, the skinnier you will get in that area. The more tone your body will be in that area. Everybody wants six-pack abs. That's one of the best ways to be toned. You won't have a six-pack ab, maybe, but you'll be toned in the center of the body by diaphragmatic breathing. So if you got anything, I'm talking high blood pressure, low blood pressure, autoimmune disease, skin problems, cancer, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, depression, anything that's a degenerative, progressive illness, understand that through lifestyle choices, through the choices we make, we have so much power to ultimately completely reverse, but to initiate the reversal process immediately. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another month of weak job creation. Private payroll firm ADP says in its report out this morning that the economy created only around 102,000 new private payroll jobs in June, well below analysts' forecasts, and not much over the 41,000 new jobs created in May. The government's jobs report is due out on Friday. Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher found not guilty on the most severe charges he was facing, including murder and attempted murder for the death of an ISIS fighter in Iraq. As he looks towards his sentencing later today, he's thanking people who stood by his side.
I want to especially want to say thank you to Congressman Duncan Hunter and Congressman Ralph Norman, also to President Trump for intervening when he did.
Gallagher, who was convicted for posing for a photo with a casualty, speaking there on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Hazardous waste materials are just that, hazardous. Not only can they be dangerous to you and your health, they're dangerous to the environment and should never go into your regular trash. Do a quick online search or check with the folks in your community for ways to safely dispose of or recycle old paints, solvents, and other toxic chemicals. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on gallons of our top paint brands like Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Magnolia Home Paint. And with our Ace Extra Mile promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the 4th of July sale at Ace. Buy one, get one 50% off our top paint brands. Now through Monday. Limit 2. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side, and we do have lines open for you. 844-236. 6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in just a moment from the journal Cell Metabolism, one of my favorite journals. I'm all about the cells, you know. This is from today's edition. How aerobic exercise and resistance training preserves muscle mass in obese older adults. This is so important, you guys. When we get old, and if we're obese and old, we tend to think that it's no use working out. There's nothing we can do. There is, even if you're obese, and you don't have to be more than 25 pounds. I think it's 25 or 30 pounds. Overweight based on your BMI to be obese, but you don't even want to go by that. If you're carrying more body fat than you should, and if you're frail, work out. You don't have to go to the gym. Get 5-pound dumbbells. 5-pound dumbbells are plenty. Just do body weight exercises. Do sit-ups. And you don't even have to do a sit-up. Just lay down and try to get out of this, go from a laying position to a seated position. Not have to even be an official sit-up. There's so many things we can do to rev up our metabolism. The body is a use-it-or-lose-it machine. Under conditions of no use, we're going to lose it. That's what frailty is about. Even if you're in the hospital, they tell you to get up and walk around. You got to move the body, and if you're older, it becomes even more important, especially resistance training, lifting weights. It's amazingly important for older folks to lift weights. Again, you don't need a full-blown gym membership, and you don't have to be a freak about it. You can do it with 5 or 10-pound dumbbells. Aerobic exercise, too. Now, sometimes people say, well, I walk around the block. I walk a lot. Yeah, that's okay. It's not a bad thing to walk, but that's not what we're looking at. You're looking at somehow pushing the body. You're not going to push the body when you're taking a walk. In fact, you're not going to push the body unless you intend to push the body. And that's the problem. You got to push the body. The body wants to be pushed. That's not just true about the physical body, the mental body and the emotional body. We are a species that thrives on push, but we evolved to not do that, not to thrive, because we evolved to survive. Thrival and survival are not the same thing. They're opposites. Or maybe not opposites, but they're on a spectrum. First comes survival, and then comes thrival. And most of us are in survival mode, and under conditions of survival, we're not going to push ourselves. If you want to thrive, you got to push yourself. And that's every self-help guru who's ever said that, who's ever promoted self-help, has said a derivative of that. If you want to thrive, you got to push. You don't thrive without pushing, period. Mentally, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, as well as physically. And in terms of physical, aerobic exercise means a brisk walk, not just a walk, getting on a treadmill. The body likes to do high intensity, by the way, short duration high intensity, as you know, if you've heard me speak before. Short duration high intensity. All right, 844-236-6010. I want to just read this out to you guys, and then we'll get your calls. American caravan arrives in Canadian birthplace of insulin for cheaper medicine. A caravan of Americans has bust across the Canada-U.S. border seeking affordable prices for insulin and raising awareness of the, quote, insulin price crisis in the United States. See, this is a meme, you guys, that nobody's questioning. Is there something else we could do maybe instead of getting insulin for our diabetes? Maybe we could change the way we ate. You think you could do that? Yes, you can. And guess what? Many people, I personally seen it and talked to more people than I can count, got off of insulin by changing the way they ate. Out of 100 people I've talked to who got off of their insulin by changing how they ate. Now, if you read the articles, and drugs the same way, I've talked about this last week. You're going to hear more and more and more about the high price of drugs. This is going to be an election that's this presidential election, this little circus that we do every 4 years, is going to be focused largely on health and health care. And they're going to tell you, you need to have Medicare for all, or you can keep your private insurance for a couple of years and then Medicare for all. And gradually it's going to that. Gradually it's going to government health care. And let me tell you something, that is not in our interest. Now, catastrophic issues I can see. There should be. Nobody should lose their house over catastrophic accidents and that kind of stuff. I understand that. But day-to-day health care, the day-to-day kinds of things that we take prescription drugs for, we go to the doctor for, that is not in the individual's interest to be interacting with the institution in a codified way, in a legal way, which is about to happen, just so you can get half-priced drugs. I'm sorry, Bernie Sanders. And I know he's probably a nice guy, but that's not in human beings' interest. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Texas and say good morning to our friend Chris. What's up, Chris? How you doing, buddy?
And I just want to thank you for all your time. And I remember the last conversation that we had, you told me that you suspected that I had an autoimmune disorder, which is probably very true because I admit that, you know, I am alcohol dependent. I try not to get carried away with this dependence. However, I've taken some steps. I've done some things like eliminating sugar, first of all, eliminating gluten, second of all, and you know, basically going for the ketogenic diet.
And how do you feel? How do you feel after those modifications?
Well, first of all, I want to say this to anybody out there who's struggling with alcoholism, as I am, because I'm struggling with alcoholism. I want to tell you, listen, never, ever, ever consume alcohol in empty stomach. That is a recipe for disaster. If you want to kill yourself, drink alcohol on an empty stomach. Very bad idea. Don't ever
tell
do that.
Tell me why do you say that?
I know from experience.
Uh-huh. All right, so I don't remember us talking about autoimmune disease, but is there something I could do to help you? Do you just have a comment?
Here's my topic for today. One thing that I have meant to eliminate is I used to spend money on this supplement called Celsius, which is a green tea supplement. And, you know, the only thing that attracted me to the supplement product is that it has, like, some vitamins and some essential nutrients, and it had taurine, and it had caffeine, which I'm very addicted to caffeine, but it also has green tea. But then I saw studies that green tea actually has hepatotoxicity, and that's a concern with me because, you know what, I drink alcohol. I'm dependent on alcohol, and I don't want to take anything that...
Green tea will help you with the alcohol. Green tea will help you with the alcohol. It'll help you process the alcohol.
Really?
It's definitely in your interest to drink green tea. In fact,
wow.
It could help you wean yourself off or at least reduce your dose of alcohol. Because a lot of the alcoholism, you know, and you know more about it than I do, so I'm sorry if I'm saying something that you think that you disagree with because you're the expert, I'm not. But I wasn't being facetious, I'm being, you know more about it than I do. But on the other hand, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of times when you're drinking, you want to just drink something, and you want to hold something in your hand, and you want to drink it. And the buzz, you're not going to get the buzz, obviously, but the green tea can help you maybe a couple of times that you would ordinarily drink alcohol, do some green tea. And it'll also help you detox, too. Great for your liver.
I mean, I heard that it helps with glucuronidation, right? You know,
green tea helps. That's the detox process. That's detoxification, and yes, green tea helps the entire detoxification system work better. The more alcohol you're drinking, the more you're going to need to do that. Hey, Chris, I want to get a couple more calls in. I got a whole bunch of people want to talk. Oh,
all right.
You want to hang on? You got something else?
No, I'll let you go. I'll talk to you another day.
Buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Take care, man. All right, hang tight. We'll get your calls when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side, and we'll be back right after this.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Bright Side Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. Let's go to Oregon. Good morning, Truth Raider. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Hey, Benjamin, I'm a pissed off piggy or something. I don't know.
You must have what?
I must be a pissed off piggy.
I'm not quite understanding what you're saying, but I'm sure it's very good and intelligent. What's going on, Truth Raider?
Well, yeah, it's getting worse.
What's that, your nerve?
I think it's pinpointed. It's diphenhydramine, hydrochloride,
hydrogen
blue.
What?
Diphenhydramine, hydrochloride.
Diphenhydramine. What about diphenhydramine? That's Benadryl for the listeners.
Well,
what about it?
Right. And that's also Tylenol PM and it's also ingredients of other generic brands of sleep aids, et cetera. And I have a dependency on sleep aids because it helps me relax at night.
Yeah.
And I wake up bright and fresh and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed in the morning. But I'm having side effects from this one. I noticed I switched to this a gelatin cap because it's easier on the stomach. Easier on the digestive system, and it's expedient on its effects and efficacy. It works a lot quicker. But what's going on the past couple of months, I noticed I've had this numbness in my right, sort of along my right leg down to my ankle, and it kind of feels like there's an invisible hand that has a grip around the base of my ankle, squeezing blood, like the circulation to my foot.
Yeah, none of that's good. None of that's good. You guys have that checked out. That's not a good thing.
So
you don't want to be messing with your circulatory system. That could be a big problem.
Yeah,
I can't tell you what that is. You might want to consider some niacin, time release niacin. But I'd be seeing what's going on with your blood, personally. That sounds pretty dramatic. You know, I'm not a big believer in the medical model. Obviously, you know that. But you know, you reach a point where that's where the medical model excels, is in taking care of emergency situations. And I'm not saying you have an emergency situation, but it could become an emergency situation. So personally,
yeah,
I think
is possible.
Yeah, that's the kind. And you're at the age, you know, not saying you're old or anything. You're still kind of young.
No.
But, you know, things happen. All right, Carl, get yourself some niacin, too. Don't forget your time-release niacin. Any circulatory issues, take niacin. It's a powerful vasodilator, also magnesium. For that matter.
Magnesium.
A whole healthy start pack. But niacin and magnesium are two extremely important circulatory system vitamins and mineral, vitamin and mineral. All right, I got to go, Truth Raider. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Shirley in California and say good morning. What's up, Shirley?
Yes, yes. I'm calling about one of the four parathyroids has been sucking all the calcium out of my bones. And they finally figured out with the third test, finally with iodine, whatever it was, which of the four is causing the problem. And I'm slated to see the doctor at the end of this month that does the surgery. And I suddenly realized
they want to take some. They want to take your parathyroid out.
Not there's four of them. There's one thyroid.
They want to take one of the lobes out.
The one that, yeah, they're just little tiny things. The one that.
Can I ask you how old you are?
72.
I wouldn't mess around with it. I wouldn't do it. But that's just me.
Okay.
I find that kind of offensive that they would consider doing it. Have they checked your kidneys? Have they checked your vitamin D? Have you out in the sun? Have they checked your blood sugar? There's all kinds of things that you can work on before taking your parathyroid out. I mean, surgeries.
I've been taking Doc Wallace, the calcium, whatever.
All right, so tell me how I can help you, my dear. I personally think that's crazy to do, but that's just me. So tell me how I can help you. I don't care. You know what, sweetheart? Listen, ma'am. I'm sorry, Shirley. I know what they say because I've been talking to them for 35 years. Yeah. I'm not impressed by what they say ever because I've been talking to them long enough to know that they say the stupidest things. So what they say doesn't concern me. It's an organ in your body. God put it there. It's functional. It has a role to play, and because it's pulling calcium out, that says more about your chemistry than it does about the organ. But surgeons are, you know, I don't want to get into that, but, you know, do whatever you need to do. How can I help you?
Well, the bones are so thin now, it's like 40% missing. I had two hip replacements in 15 because I couldn't walk without a walker anymore.
Would you like me to help you with that? Is that what you're asking about? I'm trying to boil it down to a question, unless you just want to have a comment. Do you have something I can help you with?
Yeah, well, if the bones, I guess it's osteoporosis. I don't normally go to the doctor.
Get your butt in the gym, Shirley.
Oh, I'm doing exercises. I can hardly walk again now.
So if you can't walk, you can't walk. But do whatever you can do. Make sure you're doing whey protein. Make sure you're doing lots of gelatin and chicken soup. If you can do whey protein, I should say, and some people can't. But if you can do a whey protein, eggs, building foods. Make sure you're keeping your blood sugar down. Make sure your blood sugar's stable. Make sure you're digesting your fats. Oftentimes, as we get older, we don't digest our fats, and that has a way more to do with frailty and osteoporosis than sucking calcium out. There's something, if your parathyroid is overactive, I usually think of a kidney thing going on. Your kidney's not working as it should, which is, you know, part of the course as we get older.
I had a test done directly for diabetes because I was on the edge, and they kept saying, oh, you're fine, but I did come back pre-diabetic. So
there's no such thing as pre-diabetes. It's all arbitrary. It's all on numbers. Your blood sugar's messed up. Listen, Shirley, I don't know how long you've been listening to the program here, okay? We want to think logically, not doctorally. Diabetes is a word that they kicks in if your blood sugar is at 120, okay? And if you have a score of 120, they say you're diabetic. If you're like 118, they say you're pre-diabetic or 17, right?
Right.
What if you're 116.9999999? Oh, then you're fine. You see how arbitrary it is?
I've been arguing with them, and I finally found out that...
Well, you can't argue with somebody who's a zombie, as I was saying earlier, and, you know, they bought in to that. Logic tells you that there's an arbitrary designation called diabetes. It's completely arbitrary. That's just logic. You know, that's mean versus mechanism. Logic will always inoculate you against baloney beliefs. You just say to the doctor, 120 is diabetic? So what's 119.99999? Not diabetic? Does that make any sense? Right?
Well, that's what I've been saying, yes. Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, I want to get one more call in, my dear. Thank you. I hope I helped you. And let's give Elaine in Alaska the last word. What's going on, Elaine?
Hey, I'm not sure how much time I have left. If I could share my least favorite meme as a physical therapist.
Okay.
You probably heard no pain, no gain.
Yeah, that's your least favorite meme?
Yeah, we get a bad rap in physical therapy that PT is painful and it doesn't necessarily have to be.
painful?
It can feel great. It can feel great.
I call it therapeutically intense. You know, try to exercise to a point of therapeutic intensity, discomfort, but not pain. Pain is a signal to the brain that something's not right.
That's right. Intensity is not necessarily pain, but sometimes they're perceived. It's perceived that way. But your point's very well taken. Right. Have you ever been rolfed?
A very bad rolfer.
Okay, we don't want a bad rolfer. But rolfing is where they break up scar tissue and adhesions, and they say it's very painful. But when you're done with the rolfing, you feel like a million bucks. And your body moves differently. It looks differently. You hold yourself differently. It's an amazing thing, but the reputation is that it's painful. But it's not, there's a kind of idea, hurts so good. Have you ever heard that phrase, it hurts so good?
Oh, yeah,
you get a sense
I use that all the time.
It hurts so good. I mean, your brain can maybe think of it as pain, but there's something that's really very delicious about it. It's a release kind of thing that could feel very good.
Right.
So that's the thing.
I just want
to thank you for being a physical therapist, and that's that's a very underappreciated job and role that people play in our culture is to do physical therapy. But that's some amazing, amazing work. We live in a physical body. When our physical bodies are not feeling right, we don't feel right. Our muscles and our bones and our connections, our ligaments and our joints, and the work you do is just—it needs to be honored and recognized. So thank you so much.
Thank you, and I feel blessed. And you've helped so many of my patients, kind of with that. Pharma, you know, with the nutritional pharmacy and just all your advice, and also the integumentary, the skin. And I've got a client, she had the skin issue that came up post methotrexate. And I have a picture of it. I don't know if I can send it to you. But it only happens, and I hear the music there. So
that's
I may
the
have
music
to call
and,
in.
And that's all the time we have for today. But methotrexate is a hideous drug, one of the most hideous ever created. Methotrexate, awful, awful, awful drug. All right, I got to go. Elaine, thanks for your call. Have a beautiful day in Alaska. And that is it for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. Check out pharmacistben.com for our blog and our longevity products. Also, brightsideben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a peek at truthtreatments.com for all our true skin health products. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.